On today's show, my guest is the CEO of Strains for Pains, Inc., Mr. Yehoshua Simon Shainberg. Strains for Pains, Inc. trades on the OTC markets under the trading symbol EBYH. Strains for Pains, Inc. is a medical marijuana recommendation engine headquartered in New York City. Their primary focus is to match medical cannabis users with the appropriate cannabis strains to treat specific diseases or symptoms. Their calculated recommendations are followed up by referring the client to the nearest dispensary or clinic. The company has accumulated a huge database of strains, cannabinoids, and medicinal applications. Their management and advisory team is involved in pain management, computers, neuroscience, and technology. I'd like to welcome onto our show Mr. Shainberg. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, so being that this is our first conversation together, would you please provide our audience with a little background on yourself?
Okay. I'm a graduate of State University of New York, where I received my Bachelor of Science degree in Economics and Business. I have also done graduate studies at MIT. I have approximately 20 years of venture capital experience, where I've done successful financings in public companies in numerous areas such as scientific technology, healthcare, CAD/CAM, some real estate, merchandising, fashion companies. For instance, many years ago, I financed and worked with Olivia Newton-John's Koala Blue, which she introduced her Australian brand in the 1980s, and also Richard Diehl's Graphsoft, now called Vectorworks, in the 1990s. This was a CAD/CAM company. Subsequently, I developed regenerative medicine systems with stem cell technology in the 1980s, where I worked on umbilical cord therapy that was used to treat genetic diseases, cancers, and inherited disorders. In this manner, I began to train myself to seek out various treatment options for ailments like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, epilepsy, and osteoarthritis. And now I'm currently a member of the scientific community and a member of the International Cannabinoid Research Society.
Excellent. Thank you for that recap. You know, the human body is an incredible thing. We're always looking to innovate and find new ways to treat ancient ailments. And exploring the endocannabinoid system has been, it's been new for a lot of people, but it's getting a lot of great results. So talk to me further about, you know, the inspiration. You've been involved in science and health all your life. Talk to me about the inspiration for creating Strains for Pains specifically. I know it's a story that's quite personal for you and your family.
Yeah, the inspiration for Strains for Pains does come from a personal need. Around 2007, my son was diagnosed with a brain tumor that required numerous surgeries and drug therapy. This, of course, caused him a lot of pain, which had a significant impact on his quality of life. Luckily, his use of opioids to combat the pain was temporary. He soon got off these pain meds. But when he was on these pain meds, I did not know how long it would last. So I delved into the scientific research of medical cannabis to see maybe that would be an alternative to opioids. What I soon learned is that millions of people tried everything to minimize their chronic pain, including medical devices, high dosage pain pills, and invasive surgery. Yet, without opioids, nothing seemed to work. These opioids, of course, created very bad side effects and things like gastrointestinal distress. Now, at first, I was very hesitant to suggest to doctors and people with chronic pain take a drug that had so much stigma attached to it. My entire life, I was told that cannabis is a drug and drugs are bad. But I knew that cannabis had medicinal properties that have been proven to help a wide variety of diseases and ailments. So I started doing my research. I realized that medical school education did not teach anything about the endocannabinoid system, which is the foundation for using cannabis as a medicine. So I spent years learning about how it works and the role that cannabis can play in creating homeostasis within our body. This is when I realized that more medical professionals needed to learn this information, and Strains for Pains was created. Basically, I look at Strains for Pains as it was founded on the idea that medical professionals, nurses, hospital pain management centers, and patients with chronic pain educate themselves as to the benefits of specific strains for specific pains. In this way, we have created an app and consulting service that helps them achieve these results.
So you recognize the market need and you founded the technology to meet that need. It's a vast market, right? And it's growing all the time. Different providers in different parts of the country, different viewpoints on how and what the best methodology is for administration and treatment. How did you even begin to build your medical cannabis database app?
Yeah, it's a good question. It took a lot of old-fashioned research over 2 decades to create it. For instance, I attended cannabis conferences, such as the International Cannabinoid Research Society conferences. I bought and read countless books that focused on the medical uses of cannabis. I took classes in the endocannabinoid system. But most importantly, I read thousands of clinical studies and peer-reviewed journals from Israel to Canada to Germany, taking scrupulous and substantial notes and feeding them into my proprietary computer banks. Strains for Pains utilizes a robust database of strains, cannabinoids, and medicinal applications aggregated through a semantic web technology validated by medical devices and research centers around the world. So this way, I employ advanced artificial intelligence to enhance the system. Now, I believe that we have a service that is pretty rare in this community, and that our competitive advantage is that our competitors do not have this scientific backup to why they suggest taking one cannabinoid over another. I believe that my studies of 10,000 hybrid cannabis plants and its cross-reference to over 100 pains are unique within this industry. As well, my observational research allowed me to gather reliable data that helped me design my system. The company also recommends methods of consumption most suited to specific patient needs and advises which dispensaries have access to available recommendations. Basically, my philosophy in creating this app and my approach to this industry is that a one-size-fits-all approach to healthcare can often be detrimental to the needs of the individual. We have to tailor medical products and treatment approaches to the individual based on the unique medical, genetic, environmental, and personal history. I'll give you an example. The needs, let's say, of a 70-something, mostly sedentary female patient with chronic pain or rheumatoid arthritis differ dramatically from the needs of a 40-something active male with a chronic migraine pain. Now, when you have an individual approach to medical cannabis, treatment can be optimized to suit the goals of that individual, including the dosage, dosing schedule, and route of administration. In this regard, over the many years, I collaborated with experts in world-renowned universities and pain centers such as NYU Mount Sinai, as well as the Hebrew University of Tel Aviv, amongst others. My company, Strains for Pains, currently has Dr. Michael Stern on its board. He is a neurologist and studied cannabis for pain management since the 1970s. He's also known for his expertise in diet management and has written a book on the subject. We also have an advisory board that includes Dr. Bhujani, who's a neurobiologist and helps us determine best pain management practices, as well as Samuel Epstein, who's an environmental scientist and a former resident director and wealth manager at Morgan Stanley.
Thanks for that. So it's a big picture, and you started at the very beginning with a personal impulse, worked your way up the ladder of accumulating knowledge, amassed this incredible database of knowledge, saw the market need, created the product to fit the market need, and then you've taken it one step further. Speak about your decision to actually enter the CBD market.
Well, my passion for CBD comes from my inherent love for the plant and the ability to improve wellness. Those components compelled me to join into the CBD market. Millions of people that do not have chronic pain may suffer from anxiety, depression, insomnia, and moderate pain. They also deserve to know about and use CBD, which is a hemp-based, plant-based alternative to improve the quality of your life. I believe that our CBD cream far outpaces the quality of what is out there now in the marketplace due to its high CBD content, manufacturing process, and other proprietary compounds within it. My fundamental approach to product development is extensive R&D, stringent quality control, and of course, adherence to international quality standards. I'm happy to say that my initial entry into the market in the month of December 2023 alone is $65,000 in wholesale sales, tri-state area alone. We expect a lot more in the future. We also own a 7-acre Pennsylvania facility that will produce and distribute CBD products in fiscal year 2024.
Fantastic. So we've covered a lot of ground. And before we conclude, I want to make sure you have a chance to share with our audience, who's always interested in the future, what your thoughts are on the future of Strains for Pains. How might this landscape look different in 1, 3, 5 years from now? And how do you see yourself evolving through this process?
Well, there is a need for innovation beyond our current approaches to mental and physical health care. And the therapeutic value of these substances are limitless. I'm excited to see this movement continue to gain traction and enter mainstream acceptance with a focus on individualized medicine and how we can alleviate suffering in numerous conditions in the body and mind. I believe in 2024, my focus is going to be on efforts to develop our upcoming advanced artificial intelligence app, as well as our CBD brand that will expand into many products. And over the next years, I seek to forge a new path in my approach to healthcare that will expand to CBD products for pets, as well as a nutrition lab.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for taking the time to connect with me today. My guest has been the CEO of Strains for Pains, Mr. Yehoshua Simon Shainberg. Strains for Pains, Inc. trades on the OTC markets under the trading symbol EBYH. And for more information, you can visit the company online, strainsforpain.com. Mr. Shainberg, that's the correct website for people to visit if they want to learn more about the company?
Yes, that is.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and I really look forward to having you back with us again very soon for another update.
Thank you, Matthew.
The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when investing to determine investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.